This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kirk Cousins will join us exclusively on Grant and Danny all season long here on 106.7 The Fan after every Redskins game. Mondays at 11 a.m. They played on Thursday, so he's with us right now. A little bit later in the show, I've discovered a new restaurant. I'm the first on the scene. I love it so much. It is amazing. I will tell you about Cava, why it's so delicious and wonderful, why I'd like to buy stock in this company if it was available to me, and why it's going to tackle the nation by storm like Zach Brown flying across a formation. It's going to be so good. Kirk Cousins is on the hotline right now. Let's get to the starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins. Kirk, how you been? Good to talk to you again.
I'm doing well, guys. By the way, my wife is obsessed with Cava, and she's probably going to take me there tonight when I get home from Richmond. So we're also big fans.
So Cava, I've never been there, okay? I don't know if anyone's heard of it, but I will educate the masses on Cava. They just opened one in Kingstown. I think I'm the first on the scene other than your wife, Julie. I get a bowl, Kirk, with like cucumbers and feta, lettuce, chicken. I throw a couple meatballs in there. It pummels Chipotle, which was like my favorite thing ever. It's so good. Everyone should be eating it all the time. I found out about it Saturday. I ate it three times since Saturday. It's only Monday. I'm not even joking, by the way. It's Monday at 11 a.m. I've eaten it three times.
Yeah, you sound like my wife. She's all about it and can't get enough of it. And I agree with everything you just said. It's the real deal.
There are dozens of locations just by accident. No one else has discovered it, I guess. Congrats on being the first guy on Plymouth Rock.
Thank you very much.
Kirk, let's jump back to Thursday. Just your thoughts, your impressions of the first team offense and how you guys felt and everything that went down.
Yeah, you know, wasn't a very good outing for us overall. I look at the first pass of the game, a little high. Could have thrown a little bit lower ball. Could have come away with a first down there, a good completion. And then the third down, you know, we just got a lot of pressure and they got in quick and ran a good blitz stunt. There was some stuff, some blitzes and some pressures they brought all game long that were tough for us to pick up without much preparation. And, it's why we spend so much time talking through protections on a week-to-week basis and why it does take a whole week to be ready to go for a game. Because if you don't have that time to prepare and you haven't seen things over and over and over and studied a lot of film and repped it in practice, you know, what happened Thursday night is what will happen. And so it was tough for us, but we're excited to get back out there on Saturday and hopefully have a much better outing.
Yeah, look, it wasn't clean or proficient, but it was six plays. And it was six plays without some of your best pass catchers. I didn't worry a whole lot about most of what happened. I'm curious, though, if you wanted to go back out there. I feel like if I was coaching, I would have wanted to get some positive momentum, specifically when that second drive started at your own goal line after the quality punt out of bounds. Did you want to go again, or were you content kind of getting off the field knowing, hey, everyone's healthy, let's just get to the sideline?
Yeah, I think I'm thinking the same things anybody else is, which is we'd love to play, we'd love to get going. I'm going to benefit from any reps I can get. If you could guarantee me that I'm going to stay healthy, why not play the whole game? But it's not worth the risk. And it was the same feeling, you know, in any preseason game or even when we played Dallas a couple of years ago and had already won the division. You know, the attitude was, I'd love to go out there and play the whole game, but at the same time, it's not necessarily worth it. So always weigh the good with the bad, but I think it was a good wake-up call, as I said, after the game. I think it'll, you know, force us to have that much more focus and a sense of urgency in practice this week, and I'd like to think we'll be much better come Saturday.
What did you take out of the performance in terms of getting better or the wake-up call? Was it the poor pass protection, the lack of the running game? I mean, obviously you only threw a couple passes. Like, what do you say, okay, This is something we need to clean up?
Yeah, well, I think when you look at, like, the third and short that we didn't get, it was just mistargeting, not putting the right linemen, the right tight ends on the right defensive players. And so from an ID standpoint, making sure that everybody's targeted properly and that if a tight end's supposed to be on a safety, that we communicate that and he understands where he needs to be as that safety changes his alignment. And, you know, even for myself to be able to point that out or send a guy in motion to make sure he knows, hey, I got to be on this guy, or we got to exchange this block here. Obviously, those are things when you have a normal week of preparation, you spend, you know, 45 minutes on short yardage and you talk about the fronts that a defense will play and you go outside and you walk through it and then you run it full speed. And, you know, when you don't have that, then there are certainly times where the execution isn't as good. But those kinds of things are good reminders where we got to be on the details and the preparation and the attention to detail is just as important as the athletic ability and talent because ultimately you need both to have success.
Kirk Cousins with us here on Grant and Danny. August 20th, we'll have a live sit-down with Kirk Cousins. The DC Lottery Live Studios will be giving away tickets. Up until then, you got to listen to win. Kirk, let's go to one of these things that's kind of a trend now in the NFL. The Patriots are doing it with three different teams. You guys have done it in the past, but I think it just hasn't worked out, whether it's the agreement with Richmond or whatever else it is. But those joint practices, and I know you've kind of talked about this, I think, a little bit, but love for you to expound on it. Do you feel like you're missing out a little bit, not having another team to kind of go up against sometimes instead of just your own guys?
Well, that's always going to be something I want to do. I'm going to want to practice against other teams every year. As much as possible. It does give us another look, a different feel. We're going against the same defense every day. We know them inside and out. They know all of our calls, all of our snap counts. So the familiarity there starts to give you an unrealistic picture of what a real game is going to be like. Even the divisional teams that we play against and some of the same players we played year in and year out, there's still less familiarity there than there would be going against our same defense in practice day after day. So it would be nice. It would be an added benefit of training camp. It seems like more and more teams are doing it, and hopefully in the future we can find a way to make it work. But it also takes two teams. You know, sometimes logistically, you know, because we can't leave Richmond, we need someone to come to us, and that they haven't been willing to do that. And so you got to find the flexibility on both sides to make it work.
Kirk Cousins, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. He'll join us exclusively on Mondays all season long after games. Little birdie was chirping in my ear that you – got a bunch of your teammates Shake Shack on Thursday in Baltimore. Now, I'm wondering, is that in-game Shake Shack on the sideline? Is that post-game? How did that work?
Well, my wife got to the stadium, you know, a little early during warm-ups, and she texted me saying there's a Shake Shack in here. You should get some for halftime for those guys who are done playing by then. So I went over to our equipment manager, Anders, and said, why don't you go order some Shake Shack burgers for the guys, and there were a few, you know, we didn't get a ton, but we got a box of them, and I started passing around to the guys that were still left in the locker room as halftime was winding down. So a few guys got them, and it's pretty cool they have in their stadium.
Kirk, do you want to do more in the preseason? I think about last year, how you guys started. I know it wasn't the start you guys wanted in terms of getting off in the season. Jay hasn't won an opener as the Redskins head coach. Do you want more reps? Do you want more intensity for the first team offense? You guys come out of the gate flying?
Yeah, and I think we'll get a little more this year. I think last year the Jets game where a lot of the starters didn't play, I think that was unique. It had more to do with our schedule, the way it lined up, and the lack of time we had to prepare for the Jets, and then some of the unique things they did defensively and the potential for them to be blitzing a lot and really creating some of the confusion that we had on Thursday night. Jay didn't want to, you know, throw people out there and guys getting hit and getting injured. So that was a unique situation. I do think this year against the Packers, I'll play a fair amount. And then I think it'll grow even more the following week against the Bengals. And then obviously in the final game, don't plan to play. But I think between the next two games, we'll get a really good tune-up such that come week one, we'll have a lot of reps underneath our belt to be ready to go.
How about practices? This is not a Redskins point. This is a league point. But Santana Moss was in studio with me a few days ago. And he said that even, you know, from the last few years he was in the league, you could notice a difference because of all the rules in terms of basically the sophistication, the work you're doing. Do you feel like it's harder to get off to a quick start? Like, if you look around at the preseason, I don't know how much football you watch, there was a lot of bad football. Do the practices now make it hard to kind of hit the ground sprinting?
Well, as a bit of a football nerd, I think this is a fascinating topic because football is only getting more complicated. You know, they're not simplifying the game. If you go back 20 years and what defenses were doing to what they're doing now, it's only getting more complex. And yet the time to practice and prepare is less and less. And there's a lot of benefits to reducing the practices and reducing the physicality. You hear about CTE and you hear about all the guys in our team who are injured who aren't practicing. You know, if we practiced more and more and more, that's only going to increase the number of guys who are beat up. So there's advantages to pulling back a little bit, dialing it back, having more walkthroughs, getting more mental reps in order to save our bodies and hopefully prolong our careers and prolong the investment that the team's making in us. But that being said, I know from my standpoint, I came in under the new CBA. I was playing with an off-season program and a training camp structure that was far reduced from what the quarterbacks were competing against prepared under when they were young players, you know, the Tom Brady's, the Drew Brees's. When those guys came into the league in the late 90s and early 2000s, they had full two-a-days, you know, all through August and late July. They had a much longer off-season program, and so there were far more reps to go around, far more preparation to be had. Young offensive linemen were able to develop more quickly because of the added reps. But the challenge there was those guys were also physically getting beat up more. So you take the good with the bad, but there's no doubt that you're going to progress much quicker as a player if we have more two-a-days, if we have a longer off-season program. That's not necessarily something I'm advocating for, but there's no doubt it's going to help preparation. So the NFL has to balance the player health and safety, and we as players have to balance that with how do we want to invest in our careers such that we are developing and able to mentally keep up such that we can stay in this league and hang with the veterans who we're competing against for spots.
Kirk, I want to go back to something you said because I actually think it's a great point. This doesn't go on a one-loss record. Now, sometimes people remember win-loss record in preseason. I'm not one of those people. I followed the Redskins my entire life. But this one doesn't go on your ledger. You said it can be a good thing that this kind of happened now. Can you expound on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we want to be reminded of what can happen if we're not at our best and how small of a margin for error we have. And a lot of times in the off season, people are patting you on the back. They forget about the negative plays. They're excited for the season. They're telling you how great you are. And the last thing you want to do is go into week one feeling that way. You want to feel, you know, like this is going to be a grind and I got to be on it every single day to have a chance. And that's the right mindset. And so if it takes a bit of a grind through the preseason to get there, then so be it. But there's no doubt that, you know, we want to be in the right place going into week one. And I grew up in Michigan and obviously followed the Detroit Lions. And I believe the year that the Lions went 0-16, they went 4-0 in the preseason. So
that was about all
I needed to prove to me that the preseason doesn't mean a whole lot in terms of, you know, the final score. But there's still a product you're putting out on the field when you're out there that I think does reflect on where your team's at, and we certainly need to be much sharper come Saturday.
Kirk Cousins has yet to have a practice with Reed, Crowder, Doxson, Pryor all together offensively. Is your expectation that against the Eagles in week one you'll have all of those guys available?
That is my expectation, yes. And if you were to say what are you concerned about, it really wasn't Thursday night's performance. I think a lot of that, again, goes back to preparation, the time you have to go over that stuff, talk about it, get reps. I think my bigger concern right now is the amount of days and reps that I've been in but haven't been going with alongside the guys I'm going to be playing with come week one when it really matters, you know. And I talk about how important these reps are, and you know, we haven't been able to get them. Now, fortunately, guys like Jordan Reed, yeah, I've played with them for a while. Jamison Crowder, we've got a lot of time built up. But at the same time, you still want to keep building that. And the fact is the injuries haven't allowed us to do that this training camp. It's helped build our depth. It's helped get other guys involved with the one offense to get them experience and develop their abilities. But, you know, it wasn't ideal to be missing these guys for so much of training camp when that's really when you're trying to build your offense and build your team.
Kirk, thank you as always, buddy. We will talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll
looking forward to it. Be well. Kirk Cousins on Grant and Danny. You'll hear from him every single week on Mondays here on 106.7 The Fan. You heard what he said about training camp and
that balance.
The balance of getting ready while the game seems to be getting smarter. One of many takes he provided there in a segment that was brought to us under center with Kirk Cousins by Lindsay Auto Group. Once you get a look at their Love It at Lindsay pricing, you'll want to sign a long-term deal with Lindsay. Go to lindsaycars.com. Let's get into that next on Grant and Danny. Is training camp softer now, and is it too soft maybe? And is that why we're seeing some bad preseason football? You're listening to The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.